Fox. I'm Stone in Love with You. There was a lot of stoning going on in there. Well, we won't go there. Ronnie Aldridge, Just for You, Acker Bill, Can Touch Me in the Morning, and Al DeLore with The Straight Life. You know, we do need to sync up some time here, and I've had a pretty good hour this hour. Sometimes doing this with Parkinson's causes me to stutter more than I just did right there, so let's just make the time even out here.
Kino tata, kino tata.
Something doesn't sound right.
Kino tata, ha ha.
This is about what?
Kino tata, kino tata, ha ha.
Practice for a minute here.
That's it. Dump the music!
Ha ha.
Well, I guess not everybody can get it right, can they? Here's Nori Paramore and Summer Holiday. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Cobert takes us up to the top of the hour with the theme from To Tell the Truth. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, won't you?
Relaxing and Easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and terrestrially over 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
It's all true.
The Carpenters on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. And that song was entitled simply You. You. Yeah, You. Before that, we started this hour off with the Brass Ring and the Disadvantages of You. So you are just unfortunate right now, unfortunately. I'm Eric O'Brien. Welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. It is on for another week here, and always happy to be with you. Now it's time to check on these dates in history. I always like doing this when I was on the air live. I don't do anything live anymore. You have to pay me a lot more money than I make. June 9th, 1898, Brinks unveiled its first armored security van. No doubt it was a horse and buggy in 1898. June 9th, 1934, Donald Duck made his debut in a cartoon known about the Little Wise Hen. And actually, that was his first on-screen appearance and considered his birthday, but he was actually in print 3 years earlier. June 10th, 1752, Benjamin Franklin flies a kite in a lightning storm and discovers electricity. June 10th, 2003, NASA launches the Spirit Rover, beginning the Mars Exploration Rover program. June 11th, 1742, Ben Franklin invented the Franklin stove. Well, 10 years before he founded electricity. Huh? Wonder who he named the stove for. June 11th, 1982 is when E.T. was released, the movie. It's 41 years old, unbelievable. June 12th, 1880, John Lee Richmond pitches baseball's first perfect game. June 12th, 1942, Anne Frank receives a diary as a birthday present. June 13th, 1884, the U.S. Department of Labor is created. June 13th, 1983, Pioneer 10 becomes the first satellite to leave the solar system. June 14th, 1834, Isaac Fisher Jr. patents sandpaper. It was rough. June 14th, 1924, Thomas J. Watson renames the Computer Tabulating Recording Company, CTR, to International Business Machines Company, IBM. June 14th, 1971, President Richard Nixon installs a tape recording system in the White House. Wonder how that worked for him. June 14th, 2017, J.P. Morgan becomes the first bank to create its own cryptocurrency. I still don't understand it. June 15th, 1936, Adolf Hitler announces the construction of the Volkswagen Beetle. And June 15th, 1976, Leon Spinks defeats Muhammad Ali in 15 rounds for the world heavyweight title. And that's on these dates in history. Here's James Last with El Condor Pasa on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Thank you.
you're enjoying the friendly talk as much as the soothing music. This is smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Thank you.
This is smooth, relaxing, and easy. Relaxing and easy there with The Fantastic Strings and A Foggy Day in London Town. Before that, Frank Chexfield did Bluer Than Blue, Paul Marriott, and We're All Alone. Lex de Azevedo did Help. That wasn't a cry for help. And James Last did El Condor Pasa. I'm Eric O'Brien and Dateline Tallahassee. A Florida school district will be able to crack down on drivers who illegally pass their buses under a new law. The measure signed into law last week allows school buses to install cameras in order to catch drivers who pass them while they are stopped. Violators could face fines of more than $200. Districts who want to participate will have to keep track of the data from the system. The law goes into effect in July, where I think they have school year-round down there, so that's probably why. But interesting new law. Meanwhile, between Canada and the U.S., a pair of strangers with one very special shared interest became co-holders of a Guinness World Record when they, let me put it this way. Canadian comic book fan Rick Scolomiero originally earned the record for the most Marvel comic book characters tattooed onto the body in 2018 when he had 31 superheroes inked into his body. U.S. man Ryan Logsdon recently applied to take the record with 34 Marvel tattoos, but while Guinness officials were processing his application, they received word from Scolomiero that he had increased his total to 34.
So the two men are now co-holders of the record. Let's see. Scolomiero said, "I've been a huge Marvel fan since I was a kid and dreamed of having a Marvel sleeve for years. I started with an arm sleeve and went to a leg sleeve. I loved the artist's work and we became friends. Meanwhile, Logsdon decided to get a Marvel hero and villain sleeves and saw the news regarding the record being set. And because he was so close, he decided to continue his theme on the back on his back to achieve the record. Scolomiero says his days of getting inked might be over as he's running out of tattoo space. And Logsdon said he may end up getting a few more. I guess space is precious there. More transportation news. In Maryland, transport officials confirmed a website address printed on hundreds of thousands of Maryland license plates now redirects to a gambling site. Yeah, the Maryland Motor Vehicle Administration confirmed the War of 1812 license plates, which were the default plates in the state from 2012 to 2016, bear a URL that no longer leads to its intended website. The plates designed by the War of 1812 Bicentennial Commission bear the URL www.starspangled200.org, which was originally the website for the Star Spangled 200 Incorporated, the commission-affiliated nonprofit that raised funds for bicentennial projects and events. Residents recently reported that the website now directs to a gambling website based in the Philippines. Well, the address is printed on 798,000 active Maryland license plates. The administration says it's not affiliated in any way with the website currently involving the using the URL, and the MVA is looking for options to resolve such an issue. That's the problem with websites. If you don't hold on to the URL, yeah, you could be in some trouble there. Not necessarily intended trouble, but trouble nonetheless. Here's Juan Tomas, I've Never Been to Me, on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Hours and moon.
That's the Mike Curb Congregation on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. That song has a Pittsburgh connection. It was written by Sid Wayne and Sherman Edwards. It's called See You in September, and it was first recorded by the Pittsburgh vocal group called The Tempos. It peaked at number 23 in the summer of 1959, but the most popular take on the song was by The Happenings in 1966, which reached number 3. Before that, we had the Holly Ridge Strings and My Sweet Lord and Juan Tomas, I've Never Been to Me. Here's Johnny Douglas on SRE. Thank you.
music is smooth, relaxing, and easy, and the conversation is comforting. This is the place to relax.
Take a kiss without regret, so they forget their broken dreams. You laugh tonight and cry tomorrow when you behold your shattered schemes. Gigolo and gigolette wake up to find their eyes are wet with tears that tell of broken dreams. Here is where you'll always find me, always walking up and down. I left my soul behind me in an old cathedral town. The joy that you find here, you borrow. You cannot keep it long, it seems. Gigolo and gigolette still sing a song and dance along the boulevard of broken dreams. Here is where you'll always find me, always walking up and down. For I left my soul behind me in an old cathedral town. The joy that you find here, you borrow. You cannot keep it long, it seems. But gigolo, sing a song and dance along the boulevard of broken dreams.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Relaxing and Easy with the Johnny Arthey Orchestra and Wear Your Love Like Heaven. Before that, the amazing Tony Bennett and the Boulevard of Broken Dreams, or Gigolo and Gigolette. I'm not sure that we were allowed to say that on the air at one point, but the Boulevard of Broken Dreams. I guess we were, because the song's been on the air for many years. Fantasy Strings before that with Jump. And that's the title. Les and Larry Elgard in there with Skyliner, John Gregory After the Love Is Gone, and Johnny Douglas started that set with Sir Duke. And to keep time synchronized or something like that. Uh-huh. Fantastic. Great. That's enough. Here's Lex de Azevedo and Once Upon a Time. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Well, we've reached the end of another program of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low place, and right back here on SRE. This is program number Y8-03.
Not bad there, Eric. You did pretty well today.
Thank you so much.
This is chop chop pop 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 knock cop stop pop lock cop cop drop dop drew drop flop pop lock wop hoop pop pop knock cop loop lop mop pop pop flop poop pop pop drop drop scoop chop chop loop flop snoop sop stoop drop swap swoop swap top.